Rewind, 2024 edition on Web Radio Classics.
There is no rewind today.
April Fools!
April 1st, 1760.
I've got pieces of April. I keep them in a memory bouquet.
One of the first reportings of All Fools' Day was in Poor Robin's Almanac. No, not Poor Richard, but Poor Robin. Poor Robin said, "The 1st of April, some do say, is set apart for All Fools' Day. But why the people call it so, neither I nor they themselves do know." On April 1st, 1826.
Here in my car, I feel safest of all. I can lock on my doors. It's the only way to live in cars.
Samuel Morey of Oxford, New Hampshire, patented the internal combustion engine. It was pretty much the kind of engine we still use in cars and trucks, but not as complicated and needing less maintenance than those of today. Now, that's what we call progress. April 1st, 1864.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world.
The first travel accident policy was issued. The Travelers Insurance Company issued the policy to James Batterson, who also received the first general insurance policy issued by the firm in July 1864. On April 1st, 1930... Leo Hartnett of the Chicago Cubs broke the altitude record for a catch by catching a baseball drop from the Goodyear blimp 800 feet over Los Angeles, California. He caught the ball cleanly, saying, for posterity. Hartnett reportedly broke something else as well this day, his jaw. When catching the ball, the force shattered his jawbone. Please do not try this stunt at home. April 1st, 1931.
Chattanooga, here I come. Pardon me, boy, is that the Chattanooga choo-choo?
Pitcher Jackie Mitchell was signed by the Chattanooga Baseball Club. Yeah, so? Well, Mitchell was the first woman in organized baseball. Miss Mitchell was 19 years old. On April 1st, 1957...
So drink to a fool, 'cause I'm that fool.
All of Great Britain was fooled this April Fool's Day by England's famous newscaster, Richard Dimbleby. The newscaster, wrapping up the day's news on Panorama, the BBC's current affairs program, reported about the spring spaghetti crop in southern Switzerland. The filmed report showed the spaghetti, some 10 pounds of the stuff, being picked from a tree. On April 1st, 1963, the daily TV serial General Hospital began its long and popular run on ABC TV. On April 1st, 1987, Steve Newman became the first man to walk solo around the world. No fooling. The 15,000-mile trek took him 4 years and untold pairs of shoes to complete. The number one song on this date in 1984 was...
Not gotta cut loose, cut loose.
Footloose by Kenny Loggins. And that's Rewind for April 1st, 2024.
Listen for Rewind twice daily at 7:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m. here on Web Radio Classics, the best music you forgot.